Welcome on into Pumps with DFS Picks, and today we're going to look at the Miami Marlins visiting the Milwaukee Brewers at 1:40 this Wednesday afternoon. Looks like a good slate to me. It's been a good series between these two teams. Unfortunately, the young stud rookie, Jazz Chisholm, Mr. Stolen Base himself, pulled his hammy yesterday. So I kind of doubt he's in the lineup today. After a night game last night, coming out, exiting early, I would definitely think they give him a day to see what it's actually doing. So that kind of sucks because he's been an amazing fantasy player for us. Dude just steals a base every game. I've been playing him as much as I possibly can. As a one-off or in Marlin stacks, it doesn't matter. This dude's going to be a lot of fun down the road. So let's jump into it, though. We're in Milwaukee, so weather not a factor. They could always put the roof up, so that's always good to know. Don't have to worry about weather in this one. So we're going to look at the top of Sandy Alcantara, and I always thought it was Alcantara, but I was actually listening to a Jazz Chisholm interview with Mr. CC Sabathia on his podcast on The Ringer. It's a good one. It's a lot of Yankee stuff, but it is just overall baseball, so it's pretty cool. And, you know, CC growing up as an Indians fan, CC was always a main guy to me. So it's cool to listen to CC and hear his ideas and opinions about baseball. But anyway, Jazz Chisholm, they were talking about Sandy, and he called him Alcantara. So I'm sure and they said that he was real good buddies with him, so I'm sure his good buddy wouldn't call him the wrong name. So from now on, it will be Alcantara. Sandy Alcantara, 11-8. That's expensive. He doesn't actually have a win on the season, but he's been dominant. 32 strikeouts through five starts, 3.3 ERA. He hasn't been getting the run support. He's only had one kind of rough outing, and it was basically because he pitched against San Francisco in back-to-back starts. And, you know, you never like to see that for a pitcher, because the batters can kind of tee you up a little bit after seeing you, say, six or seven times. So I don't knock him for that too much. And here's the thing. The Brewers strike out at an amazing clip up and down the lineup. So I will be heavy on Sandy Alcantara here. Next up would be Christian Yelich on the IL. However, he is starting to resume baseball activity, so there is light at the end of the tunnel, but it is worrisome because this is a back issue that has plagued him before. Jazz Chisholm is next at 9,800. It's amazing this guy's been priced up this much. It's kind of sad to see, because I was playing him when he was in the low 6Ks on a couple showdown slates and in the low 3Ks on main slates. But now, yeah, 9,800. I guess if he's in the lineup left on right, you gotta like him, right? I don't know if he's going to be in there pulling his hammy. The Marlins are a decent ball club. They can't risk a long-term injury to Jazz Chisholm. Omar Narvaez is next. Catcher, he's been catching quite often lately. Hasn't had a day off in a while. He's batting .379 on the season, just completely raking. I want to say he's number one for fantasy catchers in points leagues season long. Dude's been killing it. 1,033 OPS, 3 homers, not too much power, but actually, you know what, he had a day off on the 26th, so he should be in the lineup here. How great would it be if the NL had a DH, man? God, it sucks that they don't. It really does, because a guy like this could do basically what Yasmani Grandal does, and, you know, catch one day, DH the next day, or the Yerminator over there like the White Sox do. Hopefully it's coming next year. It'll really, really help fantasy and really help baseball in general. So, yeah, Omar Narvaez is going to be in play. He's been batting, like, between the 2 and the 4 hole, so he's going to be in the middle of that lineup. We're definitely going to have to get to a little bit of Omar Narvaez, especially because it's left on right here against Alcantara. Jesus Aguilar, he stopped eating arugula, apparently, and it's really helped him. He's been literally smashing. He's batting .293, 19 RBIs, 4 home runs. He's killing it. Jesus Aguilar, the fact that the Indians gave up on this guy is ridiculously stupid. The Brewers kind of gave up on him too, so this is a little bit of a... he was an all-star for the Brewers. and in the Home Run Derby. So, and now they have literally nothing to, like, they're playing Vogelbach at first base. They move Keston Hiura over there to, I mean, they have no answers at first base while this guy's just smacking baseballs around down in Miami. So, yeah, I have a lot of interest in Jesus Aguilar. Next is Starling Marte. He is on the IL. He's still feeling rib discomfort, last I heard. So we don't know when he will be back. I've broken my ribs before, and I'll tell you right now, it sucks to live, not just play baseball. You can't breathe. You can't do nothing comfortably. It's miserable, and there's no way to really, you know, wrap it up or anything. You can wrap your chest or whatever, but oh my God, it's terrible. Terrible pain. So I've been there, done it. Travis Shaw, 9K. Big power upside. He's in play against Alcantara. There's not going to be many guys in play against Alcantara, but Narvaez and Shaw are. His average is dropping a little bit, but you just got to get him in there some for the home run upside, even as a one-off in Marlins stacks. Miguel Rojas, cooling off a tad bit, but does have stolen base upside. Usually bats at number two spot behind Jazz Chisholm. So if Jazz Chisholm's not in the lineup, I could potentially see him leading off. So we'll see from there, or Corey Dickerson, but we'll get to him later. Garrett Cooper's been batting cleanup, even in right-on-right matchups. He's only batting 188, but he does have a lot of power upside. So he's going to definitely be in play, especially in Marlon stacks. Colton Wong should be in the lineup and probably lead off. So just on the fact that he's going to probably lead off, he's going to be in play for me at 8K. That's a little expensive, though. I think the last time he was on a showdown slate, he was like 6.2. I liked him a lot better there. But just leading off, getting those at-bats, and getting against this Miami bullpen down the road, I wouldn't hate it. I'm at 8K. He's been hitting pretty well, batting over 300. Adam Duvall, huge home run upside. Don't care if it's a right-on-right matchup. If he's batting in that 5 or 6 hole, we got to have a lot of interest in Adam Duvall at 7.8. Last showdown slate I did with the Marlins, he was almost 10K. Keston Hiura, he's probably going to strike out 3 times, but he could go yard once. So you have to show some interest in Keston Hiura here. He's only batting 159, but the power upside is real. But the strikeout upside is probably top 3 highest in baseball with Javi Baez. So, yeah, Keston Hiura's in play. Luis Arraez, I don't have much interest at 7,400. We'll see if he's in the lineup and where he's at, but 7,400, that's too steep for me. Corey Dickerson has the potential to lead off here with no Jazz Chisholm. Even if he doesn't lead off, he's going to be in the middle of the lineup. He's been batting fifth a lot lately. So at 7,200, a lot of interest in Corey Dickerson. Isan Diaz could potentially play second base, but no interest at 7,200. Avisail Garcia, probably one of the last guys I have interest in for the Marlins or for the Brew Crew against Alcantara. But he's not even batting 200. He's been struggling. A couple games ago, he did have the Platinum Sombrero with 5 strikeouts. Daniel Vogelbach, left on right. Big pinch hit risk here. The second a bullpen arm comes in for Miami, he could be lifted. But he, in those 2 to 3 at-bats, if he is in, happens to get in that 2-hole, he could potentially go Vogelbaum on you. So you got to have a little interest there. Josh Birdie hit a homer yesterday. Again, this guy will probably bat in the 7-hole. They kind of move him all around. Potential to move up the lineup again. No Jazz Chisholm, potentially. Right on right. You got to have a little interest at 6,600 in Josh Birdie. Like I said, did homer yesterday. Chad Wallach hasn't been catching a whole lot lately. It's been actually Sandy Leon, but with Jorge Alfaro on the IL. So Wallach may be in play if he breaks the lineup. 6,400, pretty expensive, but he would be a contrarian stack option. Manny Pena's on the IL. Lorenzo Cain's on the IL. Brian Anderson's on the IL. So just avoid those guys. Jackie Bradley Jr., right on left, he should be in the lineup. Only batting 190, not known for his bat. However, he is one of the best defensive center fielders, if not the best defensive center fielder, with Kevin Kiermaier in baseball. It doesn't help us for DFS, but, you know, you could think about that for guys you're playing at the Marlins. But, you know, it is what it is. You got to roll with the flow when you got good outfielders like Jackie Bradley Jr. Lewis Brinson has been getting a little bit of playing time. He's not a great hitter overall, but he does have stolen base upside. Sandy Leone's caught a few games in a row, so I could see him getting a break here. Billy McKinney, batting 241, has been a little bit impressive for these Milwaukee Brew Crew. So at 5,600, he's in a lineup. He is in play. Now, this is where I want to get to. Tyrone Taylor, he's actually led off yesterday, went 3-for-4 with the homer, batting 474 in the season. He's a top prospect for your Milwaukee Brewers. I would imagine they just keep playing this kid, especially with no Yelich, no Kane. So, yeah, he's definitely in play. Cousin of Rafael Devers, Jose Devers, actually was the one that came in yesterday for Jazz Chisholm, went 0-for-3. Not known for his power, not known for his bat, but does have high stolen base upside if he gets on the – he's like a Jazz Chisholm Jr. here with the speed. So he's nothing like his cousin, Rafi Devers, whatsoever with the speed there. They're basically polar opposite baseball players. Let's see. As we go down here, I'm not seeing much interest in anybody. And now that I look at it, we don't even have Zach. So Zach Godley, as of now, isn't even on the slate for the Brewers. They may have just picked him up, may have just brought him over. I didn't even know he was on their roster. So, yeah, as of now, he's not on the slate. So you're actually only able to pitch one pitcher. So no worries there. So looking at my like top captain options, it's obviously going to be Alcantara. Love his upside here. For bats, Aguilar, Jazz Chisholm if he's in the lineup. Duvall for power upside. Guys like that, Dickerson. Whoever leads off for the Marlins going to be in heavy captain ownership. And on the Brew Crew side, basically just Narvaez for power upside, Shaw for power upside, a couple maple sprinkles of the Tyrone Taylor kid, maybe a Vogelbaum if he cracks the lineup. But that's who I'm going to look at the captain. But overall, this is going to be a pretty cool slate, pretty cool game here. Like it a lot. Like these two teams a lot. They're fun DFS teams to play, stack, and stack against. And throw pitchers again. So this is kind of a fun matchup for me. Two teams I really like to get to and get against. So let's have a good DFS slate today. Should be a fun one. Really enjoyed watching Vlad Jr. last night go for 3 bombs. The triple dong day against Max Scherzer. That was amazing. I only had one Blue Jay stack, unfortunately. It was my best lineup. I paired him with the White Sox, but I don't know, as we go along here, we're going to have to really focus on the Blue Jays games at home down in their training facility in Florida, because it's playing like basically a Coors Field, and Coors Field hasn't even been playing like Coors Field. So, and the Blue Jays are going to be a very fun team going forward. Those young kids they got, man, they are studs. So enjoy it. Look for the Blue Jays down the road. And honestly, I think the Marlins win this game. And I think Alcantara, as long as he doesn't get, you know, something stupid happen to him, I say he goes at least 7 with 10 plus Ks. So I really, really like Alcantara here. All right, guys, have a good one. Enjoy the slate.